ओम शांति। 6th of April 2019 सैटरडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम टुडेज मुरली, ओनली फॉर्चुनेट सोल्स आर एबल टू रिसीव ब्लेसिंग्स बाय डूइंग ट्रू सर्विस। ओनली फॉर्चुनेट सोल्स आर एबल टू रिसीव ब्लेसिंग्स by doing true service. Out of the four subjects in this university, we have service as the fourth subject. And Baba is saying, those souls are definitely fortunate who receive blessings by doing true service. This subject of service is very vast. And Baba often praises the serviceable children. And in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, Baba's eyes are wet to see those who serve. One question is often asked, what exactly is true service? Whatever we are doing, is that the perfect definition of service? Or the way I serve, the way I do service, is there a better method? Or what I have understood service is the final and the last explanation or definition of service? That is one question everyone must ask oneself. The best definition is of true service is to serve without any expectations. The true service is to serve without any desire for any reward. The true service is something that is done from the heart. True service is something that has nothing to do with any show off. Is it just to help somebody or to support somebody? That would be a very, very small definition of service. Service is a very broad term. And it doesn't just mean to help somebody. For example, in one school, a teacher told the students the importance of service, and it was the subject of moral science, and the teacher told the students that everyone must do some service, so do some service and tell me after 1 week what have you done. So the students, he meet after 1 week and he asks, tell me the account of your service. So one student gets up and he says, there was an old lady by the side of the road, and she couldn't see properly, so I helped her cross the road. So teacher was very happy that he helped an old woman to cross the road. Then he asked, any other student? Other student raised the hand and he said, there was a lady, an old lady, by the side of the road, and she couldn't see, so I helped her cross the road. So teacher was little amazed to hear this. He said, any other student? So the third student raised the hand. He said, there was an old lady by the side of the road, and I helped her cross the road because she couldn't see. The teacher was highly surprised how everybody did the same service. Then he asked, any other student? The fourth student raised the hand. He said, there was a lady on the side of the road, by the side of the road, and I helped her cross the road. He said, how it is possible that you have all done the same service? So the fourth student says, actually it is the same lady. She was on this side. So the first student helped her cross on this side, and actually the lady did not want to cross the road. We asked her, do you want to go on the other side? When she said no, but we wanted to do service. So we helped her cross the road from this side to this side. The another student made her cross the road from this side to this side. The third student made her cross the road from this side to this side. And the fourth student did this. And all the time she was persisting that please leave me, I don't want to cross. But we told her that our teacher told us that we have to serve and we have to receive your blessing also. Is this a service? In the world, people try to serve animals. They do a lot of rituals in front of cows. And the flame is so dangerous to the cow. The cow, they do aarti in front of a cow. And the cow is afraid. And they say we are serving her. But in fact we are not serving her. There are people who have pet dogs. And they make them wear jackets. And probably the dog doesn't want all this, but they say we are serving him. There are, dog is often afraid of water, but they have opened spas and beauty parlors even for animals in the world, and they call it service. And people, they even say that our dog is suffering from depression. Why? Because earlier we did not have any child and we used to love our dog a lot. But from the time our child is born, we have paid less attention to him. And that's why we have taken our dog to hospital and he is on some antidepressants at present. And there was a parrot who was diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder. Because there was an earthquake. And after the earthquake, the parrot was hanging down like this. And they say we are caring about our parrot. So multiple things people keep on doing in the world. In the name of serving or loving or whatever you call it. So, Baba says, if you do true service, you will receive blessings from souls. And those who do this, they are the fortunate souls. So when we say true service, what does it mean? As I said, the first definition of true service is, it has to be selfless. True service means you do it without any expectations. We don't want praise, we don't want appreciation, we don't want acknowledgement. We are just doing serving others for the sake of service. Service for the sake of service. It's not to gain something, it's not to achieve something. Whenever there would be selfish motive, that service is not true service. Even if it's like we are paying extra attention to some of the rich people and VIPs and we expect that they should become cooperative and then they should help us in our service at center. On the surface it looks okay, but then this is also not the true service. And that may make us resort to flattery. Flattering them. In English, beautiful word is there, psychophancy. Psychophancy is flattering, to become psychophant. To become a flatterer. So, our service is not about, it has to be as much selfless as possible. That is the first thing. The second thing about service is, it should be as per the Srimad. Whenever we try to break Srimad and serve other, whenever we try to breach the principles and laws of Srimad and try to serve others, just for the sake of giving them happiness, probably we might land up in trouble. So just see that our services are according to Srimad. All the service which is done in soul conscious stage are true services, where we ourselves are in soul conscious stage and we see others with soul conscious vision. These services are the true services. All the services which are done in supreme soul consciousness, that is remembrance, are true services. Where we are in Baba's remembrance, one is calm, one is quiet, one is not too much anxious, too much anxiety is not there. That time the real service takes place. When we are in Baba's remembrance, we are serving, but we have forgotten the one whom we are serving. That is not the true service. The service sometimes makes one so busy that even we forget that whom we are serving. And when such a stage happens, thing comes, then there is a conflict in service. Two souls, they come in conflicts. There is a friction of sanskars. And there is resultant fire of disturbance. So, service should start with Baba's remembrance. Service should end with Baba's remembrance and thankfulness. And in between also, there should be intermittent remembrance. Sometimes when it is a very intellectual service, you may not get time to remember him. At the beginning, you remember. At the end, you remember. In between, if possible, try to remember. But if sometimes it is highly intellectual service, so you have to pay full attention. So sometimes it is not possible. So supreme soul consciousness. Then service has to be sacrifice. One has to sacrifice personal interests, personal ambitions, personal desires, personal comforts, personal time. That's a very important thing. To give time to somebody, that's in fact the greatest service. Everybody has everything, but nobody has time to give. So to give time, it's a great act of service. And if suppose somebody is giving us time, we should feel thankful to that person rather than taking it for granted. That is what people do. Even if somebody gives time, that is just taken for granted. So it has to be sacrifice. Then service has to be with a sense of surrender. Whatever we have done, we just surrender it. Now we have nothing to do with it. We did it and we surrendered it. So that there is no remembrance of it. So that we don't keep the account of services we have done. So service has to be selfless. Service has to be as per Srimad. Service has to be in soul conscious stage. Service has to be with supreme soul consciousness. Service has to precede it. It should be preceded by sacrifice. And service has to be with the sense of surrender. When these things will happen, that will be the true service. There are few other things which are associated with true service. Lot of attention should be there. We should be absolutely attentive while serving. It should not happen that we are serving and the result is disservice. We should be careful while serving. We should be in the stage of Trikaldarshi while serving. Thinking of knowing the three aspects of time. If this is the service I do, I should even know. I don't have the desire for result, but I must know the result, that this would be the result. Then service has to be with a sense of economy. It's not that you keep on spending money and money. Recently in the Avyakta Murli, which was played out in Shantivan Baba, whilst talking with Bhopal group, said, bring newness in service, and what is the newness? It should be sweet and short. Less money. Less money should be spent. It's not that you spend money like water and then the ultimate result is nothing and it is all senselessly spending money. So it has to be economical. Then service should be with a sense of detachment. I should not get attached to the service I am doing. Because if I get attached to the service, I want to do the same service. Then I don't like. If suppose I am told to do some other service, I don't like that. I should be given the same service. The sense of surrender is lost. There should be detachment. And then detached observership, sakshi. Even while serving, I have to maintain the sakshi bhav, the sense of detached observership. That this is a play which is going on. Baba said, service is like a toy. Baba has given in your hand so that you can remain busy. Otherwise, there is no need for your service. If Baba wants, he can touch the multimillionaire. And he will come and surrender all his wealth. He can touch the whole world, every soul. There is no need of your contribution. But we are contributing because Baba says you have to make your own fortune. So that's why I have to remain in that stage of detached observership whilst serving. There are so many things to remember while serving. It's not that just you go and do service and come back. And then later on keep on repenting for the fights, for the conflicts, for the attachments you have developed in the service. In the name of service, something else is happening. Some self-deception or something like that. So, one has to be attentive. One should be in the stage of Trikaldarshi. One should be detached also. One should be a detached observer also whilst serving. And then service should be tailored according to the soul's internal desires. Baba says, feel the pulse, what they want. A student comes and he wants to achieve high marks, good marks in exam. We cannot start by explaining him the importance of brahmacharya. He will run away. An IT personnel comes and he wants some advice from spirituality that will help him become a better professional. So he should be given only those, told only those things. We cannot start telling him about a cycle of 5,000 years. He is not interested in your cycle of 5,000 years. He is interested just in his profession and some leadership qualities. There is a couple who is disturbed in relationships. We have to give them only those advices regarding relationships. And there is a patient who is having a lot of psychological problems as well as physical problems. You cannot just tell him about God and all these things. First, he needs some treatment for his psychological disorder. We see in our OPD, there are patients who come to us with a lot of anxiety. Too much anxiety. They are so anxious about everything. There are patients who suffer from acute depression. There are patients who suffer from grief reaction. What is grief reaction? Suppose somebody has died. There's a family who is in Gyan. Everybody is in Gyan. The mother has died. The children are there. They know that soul has left the body. They have all the knowledge. They all listen to Murli. But yet, there is a sorrow. Yet, there is a grief. And that is known as grief reaction. This needs treatment. And that's what the mistake Jnani people do. They suppress it. They have a strong attachment, but the whole family is in gyan. And somebody dies or somebody is very sick. They don't cry. They want to cry, but they don't cry because what the Brahmin family will say, that we are not true yogis. And there is a separation. And gradually that separation turns into depression. And that depression tortures them a lot. There are jnani souls who are frustrated in career. They need treatment or counseling, career counseling. Without that, nothing of your jnana is going to help. I am right now talking about within the family only. If in the family, those who are jnani souls, so those who listen Murli every day, this is the state of the affair, what do you think of what is happening in the world? People get drowned in sorrow for years together. Suppose a man is there and his wife dies. The person is in sorrow for next 10-20 years. We have seen that. Every time we will meet them, they will discuss only about their wife who had died long back. They have no other topic for discussion. Though it's now 10 years, wife had died. And they have everyone. But the only discussion is about their wives. So, in spite of having knowledge, human bonds, connections, attachments, they are there. So one has to understand with what mindset the soul has come to me and what I should give to him. I cannot just start every time with Atma, Paramatma and all that thing. I cannot start every time with 5,000 year cycle and God has come. He has no interest in your God. Let the God come. What is that to me? I have no business. Even if he comes or doesn't come, what I will do? Is he going to change the problems or solution, the difficulties of my life? No. So, Baba says, check the pulse. What he wants. What is the deepest desire? If any person comes to center, why he has come? The first question is this. Don't start put the petrol pump, like pump of this into his head and start pouring knowledge. Why he has come? Has he come because somebody has sent him? Or he has come on his own? What is his desire? Has he come for knowledge? Has he come because he has some interest in spirituality? Has he come because he wants to know more about Brahma Kumaris? Has he come because there is a lot of controversies and he want to find the truth of those controversies? Why he has come? Or he is just influenced? Because many people are told it's very good, you should go. Does he want peace of mind? Does he want to develop some qualities? What? So it's very important. So true service means to know why the soul has come. And the last thing about service is Sakash. Whosoever we serve, we have to establish a strong link with him. A deep spiritual connections with him. If this is a universe, it's the ocean of vibrations. Every soul is connected to another soul in some way or other. So know that connection. In one way, every soul is connected. All our souls, children of the same father. And that's why we are connected to everyone. And that's why the service should start at a very, very subtle level. If suppose there is some program in the evening at center, in the morning we should have immersed them and given them vibrations. So this service of vibrations, this service of Sakash, this service of good wishes and pure feelings, this service of not having negative thoughts for them. You know, there are many mothers, they say that our husband drinks a lot, and she wants her husband should come in Kyan. But there is a lot of negativity about her husband in her mind. How that husband is going to come in Gyan? And internally she hates his lifestyle. And you expect that he should come in Gyan. How it is possible? So, good wishes and pure feelings. That is also necessary for true service. So today's slogan is, who are the fortunate souls? Those who receive blessing. When you serve in this manner, including incorporating all the aspects of service, then you do true service. So only fortunate souls are able to receive blessings by doing true service. So this was today's slogan. So churn it more, try to understand it, go into the depth of it. Om Shanti.